you're going to feed, if you had a whole bunch of different kinds of bird things, you know, like turkeys and geese and whatever those are, you'd say you're going out to feed the, you know, you're going to use one term for all of them together. I'm going to go out and feed the...
The fowls?
Yeah. Okay, a hen that's sitting on eggs is called a...
Setting hen.
Okay. And the place where you keep all the chickens is a...
Chicken pen.
Chicken pen, okay. And how about for a mother hen and her little chicks, where would you keep them?
In an individual chicken pen, coop.
Coop, okay. Alrighty, when you're having chicken for dinner, somebody just cut the breast into three pieces instead of just two pieces. What do you call that really delicious one with all the best meat on it?
The pulley bone.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what do you call the insides of a pig or a calf that you can eat? You know, the entrails, I guess, or whatever?
Chitlins.
Yeah. Okay. Time to feed the stock and do the chores, so you say it's...
Time to do the work, night work.
Night work, okay. Now, if the cows are not where you think they ought to be, how do you get them there?
Call them.
And what sound do you...
Call the cows.
Okay. Okay. What do you say to them to make them be still when you're milking?
Well, usually while I'm milking, you say saw or be still.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you giving hints? All right. Alrighty. Now you're trying to get the calves to come in. Do you say the same thing to calves?
No, you call them by the calves, the calfy.
Calfy. How about that? Alrighty. How about mules and horses? If you want them to go one way, if you're plowing, and...
You want them to go G or H.
Okay. Which one's which?
Well, you go left to Ha and right to G.
Do they all speak that language? You have to teach them. What do you do? To pull them and say the word?
Yeah, they'll learn it after a while.
Were all your mules always full grown when you all started working? Okay. Did somebody professionally train mules and sell them?
No, it just in working the mules. Of course, I had break them. I had to be broke to work, but then they learned this as you go along. You had your lines on them. Get up and stop.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay, if you're calling horses and you want them to come up from the pasture,
you whistle them up.
Okay, and what's something you might whistle them up? Okay. Was there any other sound you might make to get them to come? Or any other call to horses like you call cows by a word?
Not that I know about.
Okay.
Usually just whistle a horse up or shake some corn in a box.
Okay. Okay, you're going to encourage your horse to get moving. What do you say to him?
Giddy up.
Giddy up.
Giddy up.
Okay. And to stop him, what do you say?
Woo.
Okay. How do you call pigs?
Piggy, 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 piggy.
Okay, and when you're calling, did you ever hear anybody call sheep?
No, I don't believe I did.
Okay, how about chickens?
Chicken, 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 chicken.
Okay, and if you're gonna work with the horses or you're gonna use them to pull the buggy, you say, somebody says, what are you about to do? I'm going out to...
Hitch up the horse to the buggy.
All right, you're going to put their gear on them.
Oh, to put on the gear.
Uh-huh. What's that term you say? I'm going to...
Gear up the horses or something.
Okay, all right. What do you call the stuff they wear, the straps and all?
Well, that's the harness.
Okay.